You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class here on KGYM as we come your way on this Friday, the 28th of January. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass once again here today. And you, the listener out there, listening in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, in Iowa City, 106.3 FM, as well as the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker. Good show for you. We'll have our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up at the back half of the program. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. We'll do that with NFL championship games coming up this weekend, of which we will have for you on Sunday at all of our frequencies, as it'll be the AFC with the Chiefs and the Bengals, followed by the NFC, the Rams, and the 49ers. We'll talk about Iowa and Purdue from last night, look ahead to the NFL weekend, and look ahead to big wrestling meet at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight between Iowa and Penn State. Not only that, but on the program here today, as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with Spencer and Alex today, it'll be your chance to win from the Iowa Lottery. It's an Iowa Lottery Code Green jackpot alert. Tonight's estimated Mega Millions jackpot is $421 million, and we've got not one, but two chances on our program, and two chances with Spencer and Alex coming up later on for you to pick up an Iowa Lottery prize pack containing 10 $2 Mega Million plays plus an Iowa Lottery t-shirt. So we'll have your chance to win that coming up twice today before 4 o'clock. We're giving away everything. It's like Oprah. You get a this. You get a that. Ben, you get that. Hi, Mark. How you doing today?
Hello, Scott. Everyone, and I will guarantee you, if I win the Mega Millions tonight, I'm going to make you a millionaire come Monday, and I'll still do the show.
Excellent. Excellent. I'll still be here. I'll be here
Monday.
Don't
hold your breath.
I will still be here. Love doing the radio. Love doing the radio. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. That is the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. A lot to get to about the on the program here today. And smorgasbord all over the place. Some wrestling, some football. But we start off with basketball from last night, Mark, as Iowa and Purdue went at it in the Big Ten Conference down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. And Purdue comes away with the victory. And the Boilers, very, very good shooting from the perimeter last night. They've got a terrific, terrific performance, not only from the two bigs, but also with Jordan Ivey coming in. But the man that made the difference last night for Purdue, who came on averaging 6 points a ball game, not last night, he had 18, and that was Isaiah Thompson. He was the big difference, in my opinion, and Purdue comes away with a 10-point victory in Iowa City.
He was indeed spot on. He had only made 6 3-point goals in Big Ten Conference play this year. He made 4 on the night last night, as Purdue made 13 out of 22. Iowa made 8 out of 27. Can we just say Purdue is better than Iowa and leave it at that?
Yes.
You were there.
Yep.
I mean, Iowa can't afford to play just one half. They got down by 18 in the first couple minutes of the second half. A nice spirited effort to cut it to 5. A couple times. But by then it was too late. The Murray boys had gotten in foul trouble in the first half. Not their fault by any means, because both had really solid games, especially Chris. But it just can't work that way if you want to beat a team like Purdue.
Yeah, and I was just going to start off by saying the exact same thing. Sometimes you just tip your hat to the opponent. And I think, as we've said before, it is a game, sports, and especially basketball, a game of matchups. Iowa just doesn't match up very well against Purdue this year. When they had Luka Garza, matched up much better, but just cannot do it. And can't give up 61% shooting and 59% from beyond the arc. And that's what happened last night. I don't think Iowa's defensive effort was that bad. It's just that Purdue made shots. And sometimes, like I said, you tip your hat to the opponent. And I think that was the case last night as Purdue came in there. They needed to get that victory. They could not afford a fourth loss. And they got it. They got it. They got Iowa into foul trouble early on, as you mentioned. For poor Philip Rabracha, I just feel for him. Purdue only had five fouls. It was an interesting officiated game last night. Purdue had five fouls, I believe, in the first half, and they had five within the first 2.5 minutes of the second half. So I got a feeling Fran McCaffrey mentioned something going off the court in the first half to the officials that, hey, you are in Iowa City, fellas. And but it took like 20 seconds for the first foul, and that thing was a phantom touch out front, and turned to people and said, yep. Yeah, this is going to even up real quick.
Well, Purdue just has so many weapons. You've got Jaden Ivey coming off the bench last night. Had a really nice game. You go inside with Edie. He gets in foul trouble. Off the bench comes Trevion Williams. Excellent player on the inside. Doesn't really shoot it from much beyond 5 feet, but he's so tough in there. You got a Stefanovic who will make some threes, and oh, by the way, Isaiah Thompson gets hot. How often have you seen that?
Yeah, he was one of the big differences in that game. Yeah, it's not too bad when you got two all Big Ten guys coming off the bench like Purdue had with Jordan Ivey. I mean, Ivey usually starts, but he was a game time decision. But you could see in warmups that he was going to go, and then Trevion Williams coming in, and between Edie and Williams, I mean, Purdue has just. There's nobody in the country that can match up with them, with those two guys. Kofi Coburn, yes, but Kofi Coburn is one guy. Edie is just he's a skyscraper out there. I mean, you cannot imagine how big of a human being he is until you are out there. He's bigger than Coburn. I mean, he's not as thick as Coburn, but I think he's got an inch taller, and he just looks bigger. I've seen them both now, and he looks bigger. And Purdue is still a team that can make a Final Four. There's no doubt about it. This team has got every component going for it. And it's a good team. It's a better team than Iowa. 319-366-1600 at 12 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. On the text line, I will acknowledge this, and I would agree with this. With this team, Keegan needs to play regardless of fouls. Has to play as many minutes as possible. I would double down on that. I definitely agree with that. Keegan Murray got two fouls. Did not see him for the last portion of the first half. And Purdue just ran wild. And again, that's nothing against the rest of the Hawkeyes. But matchup-wise, Iowa doesn't have a whole lot that can throw in there against Purdue. Ogundele came in. I thought made a pretty good representation last night. Didn't score, but at least he can belly up to Edie and Trevion Williams in there. And that's what you need. That's what you need. Iowa just doesn't have the bodies in there that can go against those two. And then when you drop two or three guys to try to stop them in the middle, that's going to leave the Isaiah Thompsons open and the Stefanovic is open on the outside, and that's what happened last night.
Yeah, I'm really torn on the whole foul thing, sitting a player with two fouls in the first half, and Fran McCaffrey was asked after the game whether he thought about putting Keegan Murray back in, and he said no. Fran McCaffrey is very steadfast in his approach. He realizes it's a very long game. The second half just as important as the first. But I guess I'd submit in that first half that Iowa kind of let it get away. And that was with Keegan on the bench.
Your thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And Hawks didn't shoot it very well last night. And to be honest with you, you mentioned the fact Iowa got it 6 or 5 there in the second half on a couple of different occasions. And I thought it was a really good effort to get to that spot, but just could not get over the top. Chris Murray was terrific again. He had 23 last night. The one that really, really, really stumped me was Peyton Sanford. Peyton Sanford came in, hit his first three, got a real good look coming off a screen for a two, just missed it, went out, and we did not see Peyton Sanford the rest of the night. That's the one right there that I'm scratching my head about. I really think that he also needs to play more.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you on that. And I want to say some kind words about Joe Toussaint. I thought he played his tail off. He had 8 points and 4 steals, 3 assists, and got banged up. Played really tough on the defensive side of the ball. I thought he had a really solid game. And I'm sorry, Connor McCaffrey. What's more to say? And I would have this discussion with Connor. You know what? You're in the game. You can do some good things. You're a tough kid. You can screen. You can pass. But when the other team is begging you not to shoot the ball, don't shoot it.
Or move.
0 for 3 from 3.
Or move in. And it's analytics in 2022 basketball wise, but we cannot take a 15-17 footer anymore on basically any team. There are a couple teams out there that take those shots, and hey, you can make them. I would agree with you. Connor does a lot of good things, was terrific at getting the ball to Luka Garza. No doubt about that. But last night, Purdue was daring him to shoot, basically daring him to shoot. And he can put it in, not necessarily from the three-point range as much as others, but he can step in there and get that 17, 15-footer in there. I know he can. Seen him do it before. And
from three-point range this season, Connor is shooting 16%. That's 1-6.
Yeah.
Four out of 25.
1096 in the text line. Fran needs to figure out the best minutes for each player. Very frustrating. It didn't help with the foul situation last night, but yes. And Fran would be the first to tell you, and he does. He's like he said last night, he's got a system. You get two fouls, you sit. After X number of minutes, these guys are going to come in. That second string, he's going to try to get a lift from those guys. And I get it. I get it. That's his philosophy. I do think you may need to kind of tweak it a little bit, especially when you get to the back half of the Big Ten season and a couple big road games coming up for Iowa that are going to be very, 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 very vital as far as Iowa having a shot to stay in the bubble and getting into the NCAA tournament. 18 minutes past the hour of 3, 319-366-1600. As we make our way through a Friday edition of the program, we'll talk about the NFL. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here in just a little bit. More of your texts coming up as well. But right now, before we talk a little bit more about the game last night between Iowa and Purdue and other things here today, we talked about the fact that it is a Code Green jackpot giveaway. Mark, with the Mega Millions, it's north of $400 million for tonight's drawing, and we're going to give somebody out there, 21 years or older, a chance to have a shot at picking up that Mega Million Dollar prize. We're going to give somebody out there an Iowa Lottery prize containing 10 $2 Mega Million plays plus an Iowa Lottery t-shirt. And you do need to be 21 years of age or older to win. So I'm going to put Ben to work right now. Everybody, feel lucky out there. Caller 6-319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. And we might make you a millionaire tonight with the Iowa Lottery and KGYM. Caller 6-319-366-1600. And Ben will get your information, and we will get our name of our prize winner coming up in just a little bit. We'll have another one before 4 o'clock today as well. And we go from basketball to wrestling, Mark. Tonight, number one versus number two. Number one, depending on what poll you subscribe to. But Penn State, on a couple of the polls anyway, has surpassed Iowa as the number one team in college wrestling. I guess we'll find out tonight, right?
Yes, indeed. And I think it has the potential to be a whale of a meet. But as we talked to Mark Ironside on Wednesday, I made the point, looking at the seeds, you'd have to favor Penn State in six or seven matches. But meets don't go like that the whole time. You got a one versus two matchup, so on and so forth, the two against the four. Anything can happen. Ironside emphasized the fact Iowa needs to stay out of giving up bonus points. I can't wait to watch. 8 o'clock tonight.
Followed by the big documentary with Tom and Terry Brands, too, on the Big Ten Network. So should be a red-letter night as far as the Big Ten Network is concerned. And, yeah, I'm with you. I think this is going to be tough tonight. The Carver crowd really needs to come through as far as Iowa wrestling is concerned. And I think Iowa's got to have an upset somewhere up and down the line. Not exactly sure where it's going to be. There are two number one versus number two matchups coming up this evening. And I think Iowa needs to get one somewhere that they weren't planning on getting.
And maybe get off to a good start, assuming Drake Ayala goes at 125 against Hildebrand, who I think is ranked in the top five or six.
Yeah, he is. He is. And a couple number one versus number twos, as we mentioned. And Mirren, DeSanto, if DeSanto goes. Ironman is in a big one. They're all big tonight. They're all 10 of them are going to be huge. And like Mark said, I'm sure they're starting at 126 tonight. Doesn't see any reason why the two coaches would not agree to start at 126. But like I said, you never know how it plays out. But got to think that is going to be the case. And, boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. It is going to be an electric atmosphere at Carver Hawkeye Arena coming up tonight. And, yeah, might be people already camped out. We'll see.
I know they've got some pregame festivities organized by the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, among others. So people are going to be stoked. Whether it's enough, we shall see.
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We do have, it looks like, a little bit of news from Iowa football here. Matt Hankins is going to get ready for the NFL draft, as he has come out on Twitter saying that he is not going to be back for the Iowa Hawkeyes. So Iowa's terrific defensive secondary will get Riley Moss back, but they will lose their other corner and Matt Hankins, as he has said on Twitter that he is going to be declaring for the 2022 NFL draft. So best of luck to Matt Hankins.
Yeah, that was kind of expected. So it's been a mixed bag. Dane Belton and Matt Hankins pursuing their NFL dreams. Riley Moss coming back. I think it's still going to be a very, very solid secondary.
It will be. It will be. No doubt about that. 323 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We have a winner, and we'll find out who our winner's name is coming up here in just a moment. Ben's going to let me know. And we will also have your chance to win a second Iowa Lottery big prize, and that'll be coming up before 4 o'clock here today. Congratulations to Jeremy from Cedar Rapids, as who knows, he may be the next millionaire. I feel like Howie Mandel here. Except you don't have
to remember the little people, Jeremy.
Yeah, remember us here at KGYM. as we're going to give you another chance to win before 4 o'clock an Iowa Lottery prize pack from the Iowa Lottery and KGYM. All right, Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
The annual, or almost annual, Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic made an announcement after our show yesterday. This year's gala and tournament will be Monday, July 25th at Elmcrest Country Club. The release said the committee is working on getting fans back onto the course. And, you know, this typically is held before the John Deere Classic, but the John Deere Classic has been moved up to June 30th through July 3. So that particular situation will not happen, nor will the Jet taking off to the Open Championship. So at any rate, July 25th for Zach's outing. Paul Chryst, Wisconsin football coach, has had his contract extended through 2027. The Battle of the Bergs was last night in Minneapolis. Wartburg came away with a 24-8 victory over Augsburg. Number one ranked Kyle Briggs with an 11-6 victory. Kyle, of course, from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And finally, Scott, is a segue to CRM Live's broadcast tonight. Kennedy will honor its 1972 Boys State Championship basketball team tonight. That'll be interesting. That team included All-Staters Mark Enright, the center, and Kevin Kiley, one of the best shooters I've ever seen in high school basketball. And our friend, Randy Krejci.
Yeah.
On that team.
Yeah, I can't forget Krejci.
Nope.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many of the 72 team, the 50th anniversary, will be back. They will be, they're going to have a little get together before the Jeff Kennedy doubleheader tonight, and then they'll be introduced to the crowd tonight between games. Girls game will start at 6 o'clock. As you mentioned, we'll have that on CRM Live Sports tonight, 5:45 on crmlivesports.com. With the play-by-play as far as Jefferson and Kennedy are concerned coming up this evening. Always fun when you – and Linmar's having their Hall of Fame tonight. Wash is having their Hall of Fame. You guys, Jeff, next week, correct? Next Friday with the Hall of Fame?
That is correct.
Yeah, all kinds of Hall of Fames going on right now, and that's a lot of fun to catch up with a lot of these people that I remember from the past, covered, et cetera, et cetera. So have fun, class of 72 tonight for the Kennedy Cougars. All right, we'll take a look at the weather forecast and a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about the National Football League when we return here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine today, but it stays cold with a high temperature in the low teens. Later on tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies. Temperatures will drop down to a low around zero. And then tomorrow, we rebound nicely under sunny skies. We'll be climbing up to highs in the upper 20s. It does get a little cooler and cloudier on Sunday, but still going to be in the low 20s. We do get warmer as we head into next week with temperatures getting above freezing. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, all customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay doesn't win. Same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets for one matchup for a big payout. In the Chiefs and Bengals contest, if you like Patrick Mahomes going over the passing yards total, Ja'Marr Chase is an anytime touchdown scorer, and the game going over the total points, there's the same game parlay, but there are many more options that you can use. Already have an account? Just place your risk-free same game parlay on any conference championship round game to qualify. New customers join today with promo code COON to get your first bet risk-free. If it's your first time betting on FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the conference championship round to win. That's promo code KUHN on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. days. Max bonus is $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part. For you, for them, for us.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
3:30, back with you here in the gym class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you, and we've got one more opportunity before 4 o'clock to win with the Iowa Lottery and their Code Green Jackpot Alert, which is tonight. The Mega Millions over $400 million. We're going to have a chance for you to score if you're 21 years of age or older, an Iowa Lottery prize pack containing 10 $2 Mega Million tickets and an Iowa Lottery t-shirt. You have until 9 o'clock tonight to pick up your tickets for the drawing, which will come up this evening. 319-366-1600. Been talking about Iowa basketball from last night. Iowa and Purdue, the Boilers getting a 10-point victory. 53-85. It is number one versus number two, so we must have rumors going around out there. They let us know. They have heard rumors that Drake Ayala has a torn pec and out of the lineup tonight. Any word on that? Well, I guarantee you Iowa Wrestling is not going to be putting that out. So I have seen that rumor going around a little bit. Who knows? I guess we'll find out tonight at about, 8:05?
Yep, I think either one of us could text Mark Ironside, but I don't think Mark Ironside's going to say anything at this point.
He's not going to tell us. He is not going to tell us about that. And no one from the Iowa Wrestling Department is going to be telling us that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Championship Sunday in the National Football League. So big, and in fact, the PGA Tour has moved up their one of their big events, the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines in San Diego, to a Wednesday-Saturday event to avoid clashing with championship weekend. Since the extra week was put in the regular season, Mark, and that occurred after all these television schedules were all set, a lot of people had to do some shifting and planning and whatnot. And kudos to the PGA Tour for getting that done. By the way, great weekend shaping up, a great Friday and a Saturday. And there is some pseudo primetime golf tonight, by the way. And you've got John Rahm and Justin Thomas tied for the lead in San Diego right now. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that.
Smart move on the part of the PGA. Why clash with, you know, championship games? That wouldn't make much sense. But, yeah, that'll be a Saturday finish out there in San Diego.
Another birdie for Will Zalatoris, Mark, by the way.
Ralph and Riverside got to be very happy.
He is very happy about that out there. Football coming up this weekend. We've got it for you right here on KGYM, I believe at 1 o'clock. All of our frequencies starting on Sunday. Game 1 at Arrowhead. It'll be the Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. Game 2 at SoFi. The scene of the Super Bowl, as it'll be the Rams and the 49ers. We went 55 years without a team getting a home field advantage, and now we may have 2 years in a row where we have a team playing at home in the Super Bowl. That remains to be seen, but good games lined up. And, of course, rematches. Cincinnati at home in week 17, beat the Chiefs and claim the AFC North division championship with that particular win. Knocked Kansas City out of the number one seed to the number two seed. Of course, Tennessee is out right now, so the Chiefs will host this game. And then you've got the 49ers, who seemingly have the number of the LA Rams at this point. Can they chalk up their seventh straight win against the Rams, Mark?
In my mind, I think you can make a case for any of these four teams to be one of the two in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to be two terrific games. We'll see what our panel has to say on the Emil's Hideaway pick six here coming up shortly. We'll ask you, which two teams will win this weekend in the NFL? That's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Do you think the Chiefs and 49ers, Chiefs and Rams, Bengals and 49ers, or Bengals and Rams? Not sure what kind of NFL fan Steve Anderson is, but he is, and Hawkeye Title and Settlement is the sponsor of our poll question.
Yeah, boy, they are going to be good games. They are going to be very, very good games. Last I looked, weather's supposed to be very, very nice in Kansas City on Sunday. I'm going to check it out one more time here just to make sure, but not going to be a winter-type situation as far as Arrowhead is concerned, and we know what it's going to be like as far as Los Angeles is concerned, so I think that's going to be, in fact, they're expecting temperatures in the 40s, mid-40s, and sunshine in Kansas City on Sunday afternoon. So you could see some points on the board, I think, between the Bengals and the Chiefs like it was in Cincinnati.
Yeah, if the Bengals can keep Joe Burrow off his tail end, that could very well be a shootout. But both defenses have had their moments. Just when you think it's going to be in the 70s or 80s, it ends up to be a 20-17 game. So that's why we watch.
That is true. That is very, very true. And, yeah, we'll see what the panel says coming up. But going to be a lot of fun. Can the Bengals protect Joe Burrow? And you know that Kansas City is going to be coming after him after seeing what Tennessee did last week. And as far as you remember, the Rams and the 49ers, I believe, met in that last game of the year. L.A. got a huge first-half lead, and San Francisco came back. If Matt Stafford can keep the ball away from San Francisco, I like the Rams. But it remains to be seen how it all plays out. Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com, 319-366-1600, 9663. I am so afraid last weekend and the NFL was so great, we might have blowouts this week. Hey, it's happened before, right? It has happened before. NFL is going to have to go a long way, Mark, to duplicate what happened last weekend.
No question about it. It was an all-timer. And whichever two teams make the Super Bowl, I can guarantee you the game will be better than the halftime show.
Oh, man. 319-366-1600. As we come your way.
You don't even know who's performing.
What, in the Super Bowl? Oh, it's yeah. Snoop and others. It's an entourage.
Oh, there you have it, right there. You have it right there.
You gotta love Snoop, man. Snoop. Ben's looking at me like, be quiet, old guy. let's give Ben some work to do here right now. He's been working very hard this whole time, but we're going to give you another opportunity to win with the Iowa Lottery right now. As tonight, of course, we got the Mega Millions drawing, $421 million and probably rising as we speak. And, of course, we're going to give you a chance here on here with KGYM and the Iowa Lottery to get your opportunity to become a millionaire coming up tonight. It is a Code Green jackpot alert. You must be 21 years of age or over to play. And, of course, if you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible, 319-366-1600. Caller number six, again, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up our second Iowa Lottery prize pack. It contains 10 $2 Mega Million Dollar plays plus an Iowa Lottery T-shirt. And, of course, if you are making your plans to play with the Iowa Lottery and the Mega Millions,
You've got until 9 o'clock tonight, just ahead of 9 o'clock at 8:59, to grab your Mega Millions ticket. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we will take caller number 6. We will find out, coming up for you in just a little bit, who is going to be our second winner today. We'll find out, and we'll come back. We'll have the Emil Sideaway pick 6 for you as well when we return.
Menards is your bathroom and kitchen headquarters. Complete your bathroom and kitchen update with Menards' selection of over 2,000 Moen products. From shower heads to kitchen faucets, accessories, and more, Moen has an array of styles. Complete your kitchen with a half-horsepower garbage disposal. It makes cleanup easy by quickly grinding food scraps. Save big money on all Moen garbage disposals now during Menards More Bang for Your Buck sale.
Save big money at Menards.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Teams that win college bowls have great recruits, and great recruiting starts with great conversations. That's why when you post a job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 770 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down to only the most qualified candidates, which means you can start hiring the right people faster. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports to post your job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino, that's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup free when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On a card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.
Is your job going nowhere? It's a new year. Time for a new career in IT. My Computer Career has slashed tuition, so what are you waiting for? Attend classes day or night, live online from the comfort of your home. Hands-on learning and lifetime career services help you succeed. And you could start your career in months, not years, even with no experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road. Maybe your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. You and your friend both look over at each other, and then he puts his head back out the window. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
We are back with you in the gym class. Congratulations going out to Andy from Solon, as he is our second winner with the Iowa Lottery today at KGYM. Tonight's Iowa Lottery, big code green jackpot alert for the Mega Millions dollar jackpot. Again, buy your tickets before 9 o'clock here this evening. So congratulations to Andy. Two more chances to win with Spencer and Alex coming up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock tonight with the Iowa Lottery and KGYM. We're going to get Dave on the horn coming up here, Mark. We'll get the panel together for this week's edition of the Emil Sideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil Sideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. You're diving deep into our six point play today, aren't you?
Yeah, I had to, with only two games. But I think it's going to be fun. We've got the games themselves. We've got a couple prop bets thrown in. And all with the idea of throwing off Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Thanks a lot.
We threw you off last week, man.
Yes, you did. You did indeed. And I made a couple of stupid picks.
Nah, that happens. That happens to the best of us every once in a while. We'll give you a pass for it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you bet. And, of course, this is how things work with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Dave and Mark and I will make our picks for these six entries right here. And at the end, we will take three callers at 319-366-1600 and give you a chance to hitch your wagon up to one of our prognosticators. And if your picker comes up with the best record for the weekend, you will get a $25 gift card for Emil's Hideaway. They are open at 4 o'clock and stop on by here tonight and every day. And thanks to everybody over at Emil's. All right, Mark, it is all yours.
All right, Dave holds a 5-game lead over Scott in the season standings. And I am trying to pedal fast, and I'm 12 games back, trying to get to 500 anyway. But six selections this week. We open with that game in Kansas City. The Chiefs, a 7-point favorite over the Cincinnati Bengals. And the order today is myself having won last week, and Scott from Cedar Rapids actually the big winner of the $25 gift card. But it'll be me and then Dave and then Scott. So off we go. I think the Chiefs are a stronger team here, but I've marveled at what Cincinnati and the Bengals have been able to do with Joe Burrow. I think it has a measure of confidence after beating the Chiefs late in the season. I think the Chiefs will win this game, but 7 seems a lot to me to give up. So I will take Cincinnati and the 7 points. Dave.
Coming off what may have been the best and most competitive playoff football games in NFL history last weekend, we now move on to the conference championships to determine who will play in the Super Bowl 56 in 2 weeks. Last week, all 4 divisional games were decided on the final play of the game. The outright winner of these conference championship games have covered the spread in all but 5 of the last 40 games. Wow. Note that large home favorites of 7 points or higher are 12-5 straight up, but just 6-11 against the spread since 1999. Since 2004, home teams in the championship game are 7-1 straight up and 6-2 against the spread versus teams not in the playoffs the previous year. With all that in mind, I'll take Kansas City to win the cover.
I'd like to wish you two, Ben, and everyone a happy Red Friday today. Traditional in Kansas City, you wear red Chiefs garb. So I've got mine on today. And, hey, I've said all the whole playoff run so far, I'm not afraid. With all due respect to our good friend Rick Swan and the other Cincinnati Bengal fans out there, they've got a great team, but I'm throwing the 7 and I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right, our next selection, and Dave is up first. It is the total on this game. It has been set at 54.5 points. We go over or under, Dave.
The forecast for Sunday in Kansas City calls for low 40s with mild 5-mile-an-hour winds and clear skies. Perfect weather for football. Kansas City is 7-0 to the over in their last 7 games. These two teams met in Week 17 with the total points scored 65. You have another game here with 2 gunslingers and lots of scoring. Give me the over.
I'm going to go under for this one. Slightly under, but under nonetheless, Mark.
Well, I think it has a better chance of being a shootout than it does a defensive battle. Dave makes some great points. You do not, Scott, so I'm going to take the over.
I don't care if it's 112 to 111.
Selection 3, and Scott is up. Our first prop bet of the afternoon. It has to do with receiving yards. Will Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce have more, actually, they are minus 24.5 yards against Chase and Higgins from Cincinnati. Will Hill and Kelsey have more than 24.5 yards receiving than Chase and Higgins?
Prop bets are always fun, but they're always tough. And you're kind of throwing darts against the wall as far as these are concerned. Only reason I'm going to take the Hill and Kelsey is because Chase went for about 825 yards in the first game, and I don't think the Chiefs are going to allow that to happen again. So you may see Boyd doing some good things. You may see the tight end doing some good things. I don't think they're going to let Jamar Chase do that again. So I'm going to go with the KC duo.
Yeah, it's so tough for the Bengals who to try to slow down or eliminate Hill, Kelsey, on down the list. I mean, Kelsey's going to get his. I think Chase is going to get his. I'm going to go with Chase and Higgins in this one, Dave.
I like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins in this matchup. Joe Burrow is an up-and-comer. He plays like a 10-year vet. Nothing seems to rattle him, not even being sacked so many times last week. I think this matchup is even, and the odds will be very close. Give me Chase and Higgins.
Okay, selection four, it is the Rams taking on the San Francisco 49ers. The Rams favored by 3.5. And I guess I am up first. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Wow. Can the 49ers beat the Rams 7 straight times? I just don't think. I've said for a number of weeks, I think the Rams have the best roster. God, that hook scares me. But I'm going to take the Rams.
San Francisco is 12-7 straight up and 11-8 against the spread this season. They have won outright as a road dog in both their postseason games, upsetting Dallas 23-17 as a 3.5-point dog, and then shocking the Packers 13-10 as a 6-point dog. The Rams beat the Cardinals 34-11, covering as a 3.5-point home favorite, then upsetting the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-27 as a 2.5-point road dog. This is a very even game. I'm not sure the right team is favored. The 49ers swept the Rams 31-10 in San Francisco and 27-24 in L.A. Besides that, they've won the last 6 head-to-head games with the Rams. Give me the 49ers and the points.
That is why I'm leaning to the Rams in this one. 6 straight. And with divisional teams like this that know each other so very, very well, that is a rarity. That's a rarity, unless the team is really rebuilding or going through a bad phase right now. I think it's the Rams' time. I think it's Matt Stafford's time. This team was built to get to the Super Bowl, and it's going to be a major disappointment, obviously, but a major disappointment with all of the transactions that they have made. I'm going to throw the 3.5, and I'm taking the Rams.
Number 5, and Dave is up. It is the total on this game. Rams and 49ers, it has been set at 47 total points, Dave.
I think this will be a lower scoring game. We have 2 quarterbacks who have both been questioned by their fan bases, although the Rams, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp are getting all the accolades while people continue to question quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Yet the Rams' offensive average of 28.4 points per game is barely better than the 49ers' 28 points per game. San Francisco is more explosive, with Deebo Samuel pulling double duty running the ball, which leads to single coverage for tight end George Kittle and others. The 49ers have the Rams' number, and I like this game to say under 47.
What'd you have over or under, Dave?
Under 47.
Under. Okay, gotcha. I'm going to echo Dave. I think this is going to be the lower scoring of the two, and I'm going to go under. I'm also going to go under.
Well, I need to make up some ground, right?
Right.
And I've got a couple opportunities here. I was going to go under, but that's boring, right? for all of us to go under. Give me the over.
You never know.
All right, Scott, you are last with the second prop bet and the tiebreaker. The prop bet, Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham, minus 30.5 receiving yards versus Debo Samuel and George Kittle.
Cooper Kupp should almost be the MVP of this league. Won the Triple Crown as far as receiving is concerned. And Beckham has just been getting more and more involved in the offense each and every week. I'm throwing the 30.5, and I'm going with the Rams duo of Kupp and Beckham.
Okay, and the tiebreaker, total passing yards for Mahomes and Burrow.
595.
Okay. The wild card in this thing, I think, is Kittle. You know, he's had really good games, and he's had games where he caught one ball, maybe two balls. Cooper Kupp is going to have between 100 and 150 yards. We know that. Debo Samuel gets a lot of his yards, you know, on those jet sweeps and whatnot, but he's also very elusive in those slants across the middle. I think one big gain, a 70-yarder by Samuel, may turn the tide here. So I will go Samuel and Kittle to cover the 30.5 yards. And in terms of Mahomes and Burrow passing yards, man, it was 704 last week, but I'm going to dial it down a bit, 644.
All right, Dave.
I agree with Scott on this. I like Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham. And I'll give the 30.5 yards. And for passing yards, let's do 590.
Oh, so I've got that big 48-yard chunk there. So I'm already out as far as the tiebreaker is concerned. 319.
You're in the middle of the sandwich.
Yes, I am. 319-366-1600. That is our phone number. We need three contestants. If you have been a contestant over the last 30 days, please hold off and allow some of our listeners to have a shot at it, our other listeners to have a shot at it. Again, 319-366-1600. Best of luck to everybody out there. Dave, best of luck to you. Thanks to you and everybody at Emels. As always, we really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. And Iowa Penn State Wrestling coming up tonight. Mark, should be a lot of fun. And should be a great weekend as far as the National Football League is concerned as well. As we've got the two championship games coming up on Sunday, all three frequencies starting at 1 o'clock right here on KGYM. And, you have a great weekend out there. I'm sure we'll be in touch a few times.
I will indeed. So much looking forward to Monday talking about all that you just described, Scott.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. We'll do that on Monday. KJ Pilcher will join us. We'll talk some wrestling with KJ, including Iowa Penn State, coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. So stay tuned. It is Spencer and Alex coming your way next with the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Two more chances to win from the Iowa Lottery, so stay tuned right here on KGYM.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels